Hi, everyone. Well, this is our Saturday night PBS radio show, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And this is the last show of the month here. So this is March 31st, and we'll clear the date, 2018. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That felt pretty good. And let's energize your light being on your monitor screen or screens to bring in peace energy your way. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, physical pain, emotional stuff, think of that right now. Maybe put your hand on your body where the pain is. Here we go. On the count to 100, and this should probably take away your pain if you have physical pain in your body. If you do have pain and it goes away, please send us an email or, you know, the fast chat. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 60. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So pain, you're gone. We'll just see how that works out for people. Let's bring you on in. So are you all ready to go?
I am, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here and welcome everyone. It's Saturday, Bronze Creation Light Ship Healing Show. That's Ron Amatron speaking. And because it's Saturday, that means it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. If you're a new listener, it's a wonderful time to listen to the show because we will be able to experience a physical healing later on with the Creation Light Ship doctors. And that's really a wonderful experience. So you'll want to be a bit prepared for that. Know what you want to ask to be worked on in your body, and it's really good to write it down. I think you can say it out loud when the time comes, but it's also might be good to just write something down right now so you can really be relaxed during the show and listen to Ron. Also, you can request rooms that you'd like to visit on the Light Ship, anything of nature, and Ron's been adding in recently a lot of color rooms, which I really enjoy, and I think other people do as well. So if you have a particular color that you'd like to experience, send that in too tonight. But anything of nature that you'd like to experience the true source energy of. And you may send us a message to an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can send a message through the Weebly chat link that is on the BBS radio station page. Also, last night, Ron did a lot of healings on the radio show, so we would love to hear from people about how that felt, if they noticed any effect today, and how they're feeling. And, you know, Ron really enjoys having feedback about that. And if you get Ron's emails, you'll know that he has his Ascension call and the beginning of his six-hour call starting next weekend, the 7th and 8th of April. The information is also at the top of his website, creationlightship.com. And if you're in California or near California, Ron will be appearing live on April 27th, 28th, and 29th at the New Living Expo, which is in San Mateo, California, just a little south of San Francisco. And we'll talk more about that as the date gets closer. But if anyone has any questions about that or wants to go meet Ron in person, it's really an enjoyable experience. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in about the healing a minute ago on Saturday. Hi, the pain is gone in my leg. Thank you so much. So that's great.
A couple energy shifts. Yeah, that's good. Wonderful.
Yes, that is wonderful. Okay. Thank you for writing in. Oh, another one. Pain. As Ron was clearing our body of pain, my right hand became very heated as I had it placed on my right hip. Pain is gone. Just as he made that statement, I felt the pain leaving. Thank you, Ron. Well, that's wonderful.
That's good. Okay, next we'll bring in $100 bills. So, I know. Yeah, I don't have any control over those.
Okay, so a listener has a question about the cloned bodies living on cloned Earth's clearing that you talked about last night, and there is also a cloned bodies living on cloned planets clearing. So I just want to let people know, if you type in cloned on or clone on the index of healings on Ron's website, it does come up first, the seven generation clearings, but you want to scroll down because those come later. You only want to do the initial healing. It is not a whole life healing. It's a $50 one-time usage or $100 for an unlimited usage for each of those. And there's even a current life option and a past life option. So it's four different clearings. And then once you run those, you make the determination if you think you might need the seven generations on those. So, and a follow-up question, Ron. I just wanted to explain that to people. Now there is a new Earth spirit on the planet we are living on. When we are in duality, is it still necessary to do planet courting disconnection?
Yeah, of course. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay, and yeah, that's a really good clearing. Yeah, and you know, it does feel, I understand that question, Ron, because it so feels like a new day, but you never know what these planets could be doing trickily. And I haven't done that since you've, you know, made all the changes on the planet and so many aliens are gone, but I've done a lot of clearing since then, and that just, they feel so deep and powerful and thorough. So I actually look forward to doing that one in case there's any residual attachments. Just be rid of them. Okay. Good. We're getting some room requests. Oh, someone else wrote in. Pain gone in lower back and intestines. Great. And someone else wrote in, the pain clearing. I have pain on the right side of my back down to my hips for quite some time. Ron's 100-count healing just now has relieved me of this upper back pain where my hands are. Okay, they put their hand up on the upper back, but not the right hips. Hands not big enough, LOL. Thank you so much. So I guess their pain was a larger area. Now, that's a situation where...
Let's see if we can fix that. Let's see if we can fix that. So, everybody, let's try that again. So, put your hand where the pain is, and we'll just see what we can do here. So, I'll count to 100 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, oops, there's somebody that's had something released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, feels like slow motion here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I believe it's 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100. And I'll do another count of that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100. Okay, we'll just see what happens there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks so much, Ron, for doing that. Someone else wrote in, I had pain in my elbow and wrist all day, gone now.
Very nice.
Yes, this is all great. Here's one. Hi, Ron. I haven't been able to sit cross-legged for quite a while. Held my right knee with both hands, and when you finished counting, I was able to sit on the floor cross-legged without any pain. Thank you very much. Your healings are so welcome and amazing.
Well, that's great.
Yes. Okay, we'll see if we get some more in about that healing. In the meantime, someone has a question, and I just want to clarify something for people. When you purchase the 16, or it might be less, it might be a 15-count bundle clearing that are $10 a month, and the object clearing and the water charging clearing, you don't get codes for those. You actually pay, and then you scroll down on the same page they appear on, and that's where you run your healings. We sometimes get have some confusion about those, so I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that and understands.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the honor system. So
it's kind of the honor system, exactly.
Yep.
But here's the thing, Ron. It isn't really, because if you run those, because I have by mistake, not, of course, not just started to run it, but if I have the 7 days, which I do often, and I forget which day to start, and I'll get up in the morning then and charge a water, I know right away there's no energy there. So really, you can't cheat it, because it's, you're not going to get it. There's no power behind the healing when, if it's not paid for.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so someone says, hi, I had all the bundle clearings running for the weather, plus timeline crashes to try to stop a snowstorm here in the Midwest. This time, we still got the snow and lots of it. Spring winter storm is normal, but this year it makes me wonder, will we still have winter, when we still have winter snow that is not melted, is it real?
Oh, yeah, probably not real. So, well, Just keep doing what you're doing, I guess, and we'll just see if something changes, you know.
Okay.
You know, from the past, normally these clearings, you know, like the gray skies and stuff, you know, normally always work in the earth protection clearing and stuff. It'll have some type of effect, but there could be something going on that is different now. So I don't know what to say on it, but just keep doing the clearings, and I may have to figure out something else for this energy that's maybe more alien, or maybe there's some devious energy in there that is not being, in a sense, picked up. And you want to keep running the clearing because the clearing only works in the now. So I think maybe some people's mistake could be that they may run the clearing, they see something happening, so they run it maybe at noontime at lunch, and it worked in the present moment. But maybe at 1 o'clock we'll say, the energy is no longer there to keep it away because it worked at 1 o'clock, and then the energy keeps coming of the storm or something. So you do want to keep the clearings running if you can. Maybe set the timer longer, to have it continuously work. And then some people have been asking, at least back east anyway, they go, well, Ron, how do I do an unlimited, like, emotional clearing? You know, it counts down, you know, my age and stuff, or the time. And what you do is you would basically go into maybe the regular one if you want to keep hitting something harder, like entities. We'll just call about entities, because entities are a big thing here. So when you have your entity clearing, and you would normally put your age in of, let's just say that's your 37. So you put 37 in, and it clears that probably, within 20 minutes, I would guess. And then the clearing's done, but you still want to continue on clearing it. So you just type in maybe 1,000 in there, and it'll just keep counting down one through the chakras, and it will stay on your screen and keep running. So that's one way you can do that for entities, because entities are one of those things, if they catch you and come into you or get their buddies to come in, you know, there could be a lot of havoc going on. Especially, you know, if you have a tendency like alcoholism or something, and you're, you know, walking down a street and there's a bar there, you know, they may, you know, hijack you and get you into that bar to get one drink. And then that was one drink for one of the entities. And then another entity wants to have a drink or even has something else to drink. And so all of a sudden you're drinking for all the entities, and they're having a great time experiencing that in your body because you're the host, and then you pay the consequences for it afterwards. So that's what entities do. They don't care what they do to you. You know, all they do is look for a host, and then they'll go to someone else. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. So this same person goes on. They're very wise about the they understand the mass consciousness element. Could you do a sample to release me from all the people wanting spring weather and to be warm again? I have done the mind matrix and put up timeline crashes for frustration. Thanks.
Well, I can't say I can do all the people. But you want to be released from people who want the weather to be sunny? Is that what I hear you requesting?
Yes. Stormy? I'm guessing she just runs into, like, everyone around her is talking about their frustration and wanting it to be spring already.
Oh, well, then what I would do is just change your psychic billboard.
Okay.
Because they're reading that on you. And, you know, you want to get that released.
Okay.
You know, from you. I don't know what it's saying, you know. Whatever it's saying is why people are connecting with you. But that's your auric field, in a sense. That's what a psychic reader would read. And everybody is psychic, even though they may not know it, because you're drawn to a certain vibration. Just making it really simple. Like the Beach Boys song, good vibrations, and a long time ago, you know. So you're going to have people, you know, coming to you wanting to express the same theme that's going on or the same energy. So just make yourself invisible. Just say you know nothing about the weather on your psychic billboard, and maybe they won't connect with you. They're not concerned with the weather because they're trying to engage with you, because somehow your psychic billboard is allowing them to do that, to come into your life. And you can even do a test on that. If you're a little skeptical about the psychic billboard, just put on there, that, you know, maybe like, you know, this may not work for vegetarians because there's not that many vegetarians out there, you know, typically, but you could say, you know, I love eating hamburgers on your psychic billboard. You just do a test on it and just see how many people come up to you or around you talking about eating hamburgers, you know? So, because they're reading your psychic billboard about you liking hamburgers.
Right.
So, you know, that'd give you some awareness. Sometimes what happens is with people is that they don't always, we'll say, believe what we're talking about. They maybe mentally kind of listen and they don't connect to it 100%. And a lot of times, you know, implants will go off because you're trying to release yourself from the mind matrix. So implants go off to get you to hear what we're saying, maybe a little differently. And you may not want to take the next step because you're in fear of doing something outside of the box because you've been in the box for so long and the box is comfortable for you. But you might try that and just see, you know, it could be something else also. But, you know, everybody eats, so a food thing would be good. Or, you know, I love ice cream or something. And just see if you start hearing people talking about it because they're reading your billboard. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. And, yeah, just so everyone is aware, Ron has that fantastic psychic billboard clearing you can run for $20 a month. And you can input whatever you need to put in. And it's really very comprehensive, complete, thorough. And we talked last night about there's a psychic billboard disconnection on the soul family clearing. And what that does is takes away what your soul family sees. So that's really good, too. And if anybody tried, you know, Ron's suggestions last night to get out of contracts, I mean, it might be too early to tell, but try to make a little note to yourself to please write in if you put, Ron said we could put in a person's name that's you feel you have a contract with. You could try just putting in contracts in general and see if that helps you with some things, but it's better to be specific, he said. So put in a name or incidents that you feel you have a contract on, like a certain type of accident or something. So just
that's good. And then also
to hear about, you know, probably in a few weeks, you know, if you feel like that worked or helped get rid of stuff.
And then again, you know, use your psychic billboard to reinforce what you want to have happen around you. I know I have had people commenting, you know, like they needed a job or something. You know, this is in the past. And they kind of are looking at the newspaper all the time. So I say, well, just put in your psychic billboard. And sure enough, they'd be out eating or be standing in line to pay for something. And somebody behind them is mentioning about a job that they kind of wanted, but they didn't get it or didn't want to, you know, go to it. And so you can get leads that way. So remember, there's always people do read that, and they'll kind of show up around you to help you out. So always, you know, listen to things around you. Listen to maybe conversations, eavesdrop in a sense, you know, to see if there's anything going on that is relating to your psychic billboard. You know, you're going to be surprised on how things will show up because you're showing up in a certain location and people will somehow connect to that energy and start talking about something that could benefit you. So let's see here. I'd like to do a clearing, but I don't know what to do. I could do another 100 count clearing for something. I'm going to do something for pelvis area, maybe sciatic pain or something. Maybe it could be a pain that, you know, maybe, you know, being a woman, you may, you know, given birth and you had pain and now it's, you know, you don't think about it because, you know, maybe you're 60 years of age and you gave birth 40 years ago. So I'm going to do a pain clearing in that area there. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100 and see what we can do to help somebody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Interesting. Here's a pregnant lady walking in front of me. Anyway, 1, 2, and she's in pink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And she has a red car even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see what happens out there. So again, send your testimonial so we can see if I helped you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron, for doing that. And, you know, as always, we would love to hear from people about how they're feeling. The person that wrote in about the winter also said, can we go to some brightly colored room tonight? And we have one color, orange, requested so far. But if you, the person that wrote that in, has a certain color, or, you know, maybe we just need a spring room, Ron, full of flowers and warm weather. and I had a thought, too, about the colors that feel so good. I wonder if you dislike a color would be a good one to recommend, you know, to request, rather, so, you know, you experience it and get over your preferences and judgments about a color. Just a thought if somebody wants to do that. Okay,
yeah,
someone has a question.
I'm going to do another clearing. I got one.
Oh, good.
Another clearing I want to do. So this is for people who have maybe a wrist problem. Maybe one of the bones in your wrist is out of place, possibly. They don't know it. But, you know, you maybe you don't have enough movement or there's something going on. And this also includes the ankles and the bones in your feet. So you're going to have to get up and, you know, check that out. If, you know, walk around if it's, you know, ankles and feet afterwards. And you might want to move your wrist around to see if you hear any popping noises. So here we go. This one is a little more heavy duty. I'm going to have to count to 200. So just sit back and relax. And in fact, I did something at the expo in New York, and I was doing a clearing. Yeah, I was doing a clearing. This is at the workshop, in fact. And the lady said all of a sudden that, you know, she wasn't doing anything, and all of a sudden her wrist popped. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90 and 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So everybody get up and walk, walk probably 40 steps, maybe 20 steps one way and 20 steps back, and we'll see how you're doing and send me a comment. So, do you want to walk around, Ann?
I was going to say, you said to relax, Ron. I really relaxed. I'm still here. Okay, we're getting a lot of room requests in. Thank you, people. And somebody wrote in, I felt a warm heat wave in my lower spinal column traveling down my left leg. I have suffered severe sciatic pain in the past and forgot that the energy was still lingering. So that's great.
Great.
And, okay. Quick question here. Oh, we got that. We're getting, room requests. No, I have to come back and think. That felt really good, Ron, the ankles and wrists. When you're doing healings during calls and shows, Ron, we always put up a light beam, but someone is asking when you're doing those healings, if you already have light beams up on your computer and you're doing other healings, is that enough? Will the healing
Yeah, that would be enough.
Right.
And
okay.
Well, some of you are newbies and you're kind of questioning what's happening, okay? And you get a healing on the show that I've done. And then you're questioning the healing, okay? A lot of people do this. They wonder, oh, boy, I got this healing. And I get this all the time asked to me, you know, at the expos. Oh, I feel better. How long is this going to last, you know? So you need to ask your body to accept the healing, number one. And then from there, you know, you may want to, I would say do the hope clearing, because you have something going on with you that's not accepting and wanting you to have the healing. If you're asking me why, how long it's going to last, in a sense, it's a good question. But once the healing is done, you have peace energy there and it's completed. Don't look back. Walk away, Renee. Know that it's done with you. If it should, not work successfully, maybe in a couple of weeks, then you know you have some other issue going on. But the issue that we're working with that caused it is released. So definitely know that it's gone. But if you're kind of questioning it or you're just wondering, maybe some people had a clearing just now and they go, well, yeah, I used to limp and now I'm not limping. How long is this going to last? Well, it's a permanent healing. But if you are questioning it, then I would say do the hope clearing. That way, the hope energy is going to take you into a different arena so your mind can be satisfied and your body can be satisfied that the healing is going to work for you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Oh, someone has a request. Can you do a negativity clearing? I think you did that actually last night, too, so probably felt good to this person.
Well, like I say, if you feel a relief from something, then you want to do, that whole lifetime clearing. But I'll do another one in case for newbies here who were listening to the show last night. So this is just something that's negative, maybe that you're dealing with, attached to you. Could even be somebody's thoughts, possibly. It could be in your own negativity. So, you need to kind of focus on something. But here we go. I'll count to 100 to help you release that. But if you do have relief and your body loosens up, then you need to get the whole lifetime clearing of that, whatever's on the website. So here we go. Releasing that energy. And the negativity one might just be a special clearing, I can't recall if it has an unlimited version or not to it. May just be a one-time clearing. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, Ann, turn it back over to you. And it looks like we got about 5 more minutes before we go to the light ship.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Someone wrote in, ankle, my knee, and my ankle popped at Ron's count of 10.
That's great.
Thanks. The billboard clearing makes so much sense. I agree. It's a wonderful one. Someone else said, I thought the psychic billboard disconnection on the Soul Family clearing was to stop Soul Family from putting something on your billboard.
Yeah, for that clearing, that would be correct, yeah. But we have a special clearing, which is a psychic billboard, and you can enter stuff in there. So, yes, that's what you're doing to yourself. And how you want that changed. It's what other people are thinking about you. Second part to it. And the third part is what the aliens are doing to you. So normally maybe your part and the alien one would be the same. What people are doing to you could be a little different, but you know, you need to take baby steps with it. So you put on what you want to move into, and then you see how people are responding, you know, to you your way. And then from there you, maybe change it in 2 days according to your progress. So back to
you. Right. I think this person, though, Ron, was referring to the one on the Soul Family disconnection that you don't write anything in. It's like I always say, it's just so your Soul Family can't read your billboard and they can't sort of find you. And this person is saying, well, in addition, doesn't it prevent them from writing on your billboard?
I would say that'd be probably correct, yes.
Okay, going to
be invisible.
Great. Yeah, so it is two different things, just so, you know, so everyone understands that. And they're both great. So another testimonial, Ron. Just as you were doing the wrist healing, a vocal bird landed in front of me on my front lawn and is still there chirping.
Oh, that's sweet.
So there, probably that bird could sense you, Ron. Smart bird.
Yeah. Birds do show up at times. You know, people have commented a lot about that. Somebody in Canada also, when they were on the Sunday calls, they would end up having about 40 deer show up in their front yard. So,
wow.
You know, yeah.
Well, and you offer, you know, to everyone when you do the healing calls that they can bring their home up to the lightship if they want to, and those people are probably doing that. So the animals come to say, I want to go to the lightship.
Yeah, I was working with a gentleman in a wheelchair in Southern California. Out in, like in a park setting, yeah, I think maybe 500 parrots showed up out of nowhere. They were like everywhere.
Wow.
So that was real cool.
Yeah, that's great. Great.
And they were like circling a lot, kind of like watching, feeling the energy. Then they landed in the trees. I mean, you know, it was like just a wonderful experience. And these are wild parrots naturally.
Oh, good. Good. I know near where I live, we have some, you know, parrots who ran away from home who live in a park around near me. But the wild ones are probably happier. So the person who wrote in about the snowstorm said, could that snowstorm come in through a vortex? It was a light blue in color, like from the Arctic. And thank you for the pain clearings tonight. Well needed.
Yeah, I can't comment where it came from, you know. So I guess we could go to the lightship if you like, Ann. We got
okay.
A quarter fell here.
All righty. Boy, we have a lot of rooms.
Okay, so we'll probably do, I'll do about 10 rooms. We'll take the first 10 requests here. So This only works live tonight, which is Saturday. If you're on an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. And so you can bring up yourself naturally in your, animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Some people have asked if they could request having their mother come on or something like that, or grandparents or whatever. No, you can't do that. They have to listen to the show in order to go to the lightship. So, and you have to be live listening. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what's the first room you would like to go into, Ann?
The ocean room.
Okay, here we go, ocean energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room?
The dog room.
Okay, dog room, and we'll also have to include the cat room, and maybe gerbils, and maybe some people get a little pet mice, I guess, and then we got guinea pigs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And actually, birdies. We'll go into that room. Maybe parakeets and parrots, finches. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Great. Next room. Orange. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, next room, Ann.
Okay. The orange room.
Okay. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay.
The magnesium bath for muscle tension.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The pure white room.
Okay, white energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger.
The centrifuge room.
So this is where you can release more stubborn things coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, the elephant room.
Oh, this is great. So here comes the elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, the pink salt room for sinus and respiratory aid.
Okay, pink salt. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We can do some golden salt too. See what that's like for everybody. So here comes the gold salt. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Oof, I'm sorry, I said mountain lion, right? Did we do mountain lion room?
Nope, not yet. So okay, we'll do this lion. One and one more. So
okay.
Mountain lions. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and next room?
The strawberry room.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So let's come back from the light ship now. Remember, you're bilocated out of time. And coming back, so coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you have your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. So great. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay. Wow, that was really wonderful, Ron, and thank you, everyone, for sending in those requests. And got some comments here. On the negativity clearing, hi, it's in the self-empowerment clearing. The what is causing my situation section. Thanks for all you do. Thank you very much. Great reminder. The self-empowerment clearing is amazing. Okay. So, let's see. Right before we went to the lightship, I believe, someone wrote in asking, could you do a healing for Chess? This person's having pain and trauma there that's stuck in that area. But I wonder if that's, I'm sure that then that person asked for that to be released on the lightship. So maybe write in again. Because you know, we just had all those physical healings. Okay. Oh, someone else wrote in, same thing about the self-empowerment clearing, so thank you very much. And let's see what else we have here. Are we able to make the body system rejuvenation clearing unlimited? It is part of the body jumpstart. It would be great if we can. That one is not able to be purchased unlimited, Ron. So I don't know if you have any plans to change that.
I think that clearing is a long clearing, isn't it?
If you get it on the body jumpstart, it lasts for 3 months, and then
that will not be unlimited.
Okay, right. Okay, so you can purchase it for a couple of shorter periods, but not unlimited, right? It's always been that way. Okay. Okay, a testimonial from tonight. Thank you, Ron, for the healing on tailbone and lower back. A lot of pain is gone. I'm crying and don't know why. Accept the healing, and it's accepting healing and feels a lot of trauma is being released. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. It's a trauma that you're dealing with, your situation, so... what I would suggest is to do the whole lifetime trauma clearing.
Right. Okay, Ron. Thank you. All righty. Question on the soul family disconnection clearing. Hi, Ron. If someone has died, is it still worth me running the soul family disconnection clearing for them? I know they had a lot of death spells on them and demons attacking them, which most likely caused their death. They only died 4 days ago, but family members are already talking about taking that person's home, even though other family members still live there. I just wondered if running the soul family disconnection for the deceased would help to remove these greedy family members. Thank you.
Boy, I don't know how to comment on that one, so I just don't know what to say.
Okay. Yeah, that's a shame. That's a sad thing. Okay, someone wrote in, excessive death barcodes. Hi, Ron. I was wondering if there's anything I can do about aliens putting excessive death barcodes on my cat. About 8 months ago, my cat had zero death barcodes and was very healthy. Now she has so many added on to her that she becomes unwell in a matter of a few days. Will these aliens eventually be removed from here so that no more death barcodes are added onto people and animals? Thanks for your help.
Well, we're working on that. That's what all that I can say here.
Okay, so Ron has, again, in case you're new, but or weren't aware, Ron has very generously said that any whole life healing we have purchased for ourselves, we can do for our pets, and also the death barcode. And you can ask Ron how many death barcodes your pets have, just as we ask him how many each of us have. I think it sounds like this person's already doing that, but just in case you were not unaware. That is something you can do. Okay. Dear Ron, sat at my desk for most of 7 hours today doing my taxes. with just a couple of stretch breaks. My neck and back were bothering me pretty badly. I finished up just in time for your show. Now the discomfort is gone, so I can enjoy the fact that I'm getting a refund. Thank you. So that's good. And someone else wrote in, pain on right hip's gone. Pain on the right hip's gone. Thank you so much. I think that might be the person that said they had the upper back, and then you did it again. Someone else wrote, hi, Ron. No pain, but angsting about an issue. An argument with my mom today, feeling guilty. That healing immediately put me in a calm, serene state. What a relief. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and you may want to do a clearing for your mother to get rid of the energetic cords that's attaching you to her and to her to you also. So you might want to do a cord release clearing.
Yes, a people cording. That's a great
yep,
idea.
That's it.
Okay. Someone is asking Ron, they missed the last enlistment. When is Ron having the next time traveling soldiers enlistment?
Maybe you could ask that question maybe in a month from now or so. We'll see what's maybe after the Conscious Life Expo.
Okay, right, next month.
Excuse me, the New Living Expo.
Right, right.
San Mateo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Okay. So let me just, there's one email I wanted to read. Okay. Somebody wrote in, it's fascinating that the recent shows of Lucifer have had Lucifer get his wings back and releasing his demons. Seems tuned into Ron releasing the Jesus and demon cords. Interesting. Yeah, I believe there's a show called Lucifer. Have you heard about that, Ron?
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I have heard about it maybe a year ago or so, yes.
So, yeah, maybe the writers are keeping up with what's happening, Ron. And another comment about your recent releasing of the dark energy, light of the darkness, Jesus energy. I know that Ron released the Jesus energy, yet he did say he was in Jesus to bring the energies to heal people when he was in the body. And also he said that Jesus said he gave people all the info they needed to heal themselves. So would you state exactly what that information was? Was it the info in the Lost Gospel of Thomas, as scholars state that this gospel is what Jesus truly came to teach?
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
Okay.
That lifetime is now shut down for me, so I pulled myself out of the body, and I don't have any connection to that body and that lifetime at all. I'm no longer in that energy of people trying to court and to be saved, etc., through these last 2,000 years, you know. So all that is completely gone. That's like a life that I had that no longer means anything to me.
Okay. Okay, we have another question. What, excuse me, what clearing can I do? Experiencing financial hardship, no place to live, no family to assist me, no friends. What can I do? Also, no money to pay for the clearings on the website. So I have a lot of answers to that, Ron, but do you want to say something about that?
Well, do that one that doesn't cost you anything. Love it out of your life, you know, and keep doing that. First, to pick an issue of not having money, and you may want to do that maybe for, you know, maybe 5 hours or something, and then continue on next. maybe the next week, do something, you know, where you talk about your friends, not having friends and what that means to you. And, you know, whatever issue you have, do that clearing. Get somebody to help you with it, because it could be pretty traumatic since you have such a lot going on. So that's what I would suggest doing. Back to you.
Right, and I just wanted to add, there is the Be Here Now clearing on the website, which is free. There are thousands of hours of these shows on which you are do so many healings like you did tonight. There, and then there's Ron's YouTube channel. It's Ron Amatron is the name of it on YouTube, where Ron has so many lectures from past years when he's been at expos. So I would focus that way, because, boy, a lot of stuff gets cleared out if that's even all that you do. That's I can't think of anything else but the Be Here Now and the all Ron's recordings of healings, even the sample healings that are on the top of the website. Okay, so a lot of things have been going on recently, Ron, that you've done for us. So I have one more email I'd like to read. I have had a very wild and traumatic couple of weeks, as if so much from my past entangled timelines is rising up to claim me once again. I lost a legal battle to release money owed to me from a foreign bank, which I couldn't access. It appears the bank stole my money. Having been sick a long time and unable to work, I am in a difficult situation now. I had a whirl of different interviews and possibilities, but everything was up in the air. Nothing quite worked out. But I need to survive. Then, out of the blue, an offer came in my local area in a new field entirely. Maybe I must let go of my old profession, the old me now. Does Ron please have any guidance to offer? Maybe others are struggling with big changes. Thank you so much, and blessings to you all at BBS. Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe if you're dealing with an illness problem, you know, maybe the old job gave you the illness, and now you got to change your complete reality of who you are, you know, your identity. Maybe everything will get better. So that's what I would suggest. And the person before with not having any money, I heard that question before a couple times on the BBS show. So when you do get money, you need to do your emotional healing. That's the first thing that you need to do. And, you know, that's, you know, it's interesting as I have seen people. I can tell you one story. I was at this lady's place who did psychic readings probably about 30 years ago, and this lady came in and said she had no money and she needed to have a reading done, and she came in a few times to this lady's place, and she was telling me about this. And so the lady came in kind of dressed up nice one day, and the reader said, "Yeah, I'm going to just see what where she's going after she leaves my door." So she looks out the door, and the person's in a brand new Cadillac driving away. So she had no money because she had all the car payments. So I'll just suggest to the person that says they have no money, well, I don't know, do you drink beer? Do you smoke cigarettes? Do you go to Starbucks? You know, start saving the money because you are existing, and saving what you have to get your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's what you need to get done first. So that's what you need to look at is, you know, how do you get that money? And don't worry about your lack you're talking about, and that's keeping you in lack. So that's dragging down your energy system. You need to, you know, look at a different way of living and, you know that you need to get that emotional healing. So put that out, and maybe you might start being able to move forward in your life, because you need to get the emotional whole lifetime clearing. So it looks like we're about done with our show here. So anything you want to add? I know next weekend we have our Saturday and Sunday call. And the intensives, and we'll be doing birthdays on the next lightship call on Saturday. So a week away, we'll have a birthday party. Anything you want to add before we close the show, Ann?
Well, just that I think you're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, and that's probably the most I mean, the emotional body clearing, of course, I agree with you, but the most important thing, too, though, is to just continue to do the mind-to-heart drop and command to be real, and I now increase my life force energy so you're at peace and not even thinking about lack and need and whatever, attacks even. So, and also, our next BBS show is Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Station 1, and, of course, Saturday is the great show to be on live if you can. And that, thank you, Ron. It was a wonderful show, as always.
And then we have a Sunday show tomorrow, which has archives on it. So that's wonderful, too. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud. And you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And count in here from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okie doke. Here we go, everybody. So thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And listeners, thank you, and hope you have some wonderful healings tonight. Bye, everybody.